Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Presumption has been the downfall of man since the beginning, as Eve, while being deceived, nonetheless presumed to listen to the lies of Satan. Adam presumed that she was probably right, and that they would surely be better off with the knowledge of good and evil than without it. Cain presumed to bring an offering to the Lord of the labor of his own hands. He presumed the Lord would be pleased with him and his offering. He presumed he was justified in being angry with the Lord's favor shown to Abel. Paul admonishes the brethren concerning this very attitude. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. There is a natural tendency in man to presume that he has the right and ability to call upon the Lord whenever he pleases, and that the Lord is patiently and even expectantly waiting and hoping that he will do so. Most men pray presuming that God hears them, yet most of this praying is of the same sort which the Pharisee demonstrated. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. He presumed that God would be impressed with his tithing and acts of devotion, not to mention his holy living in comparison to extortioners and adulterers. He was blissfully unaware that even his righteousnesses were but dung in the sight of a holy God. Men presume that there are many avenues through which a man might find a measure of acceptance and commendation from the Lord. Yet the scriptures are quite clear that there is but one way. Many presume that they can find this way by their own understanding and feel confident that they are in this way because of some confession which they have made. Yet the Lord plainly said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." True faith does not rely upon presumption, but solely upon him who is the faith of God's elect. True faith does not find comfort in its exercise, but rather in the one who is the foundation of that faith. Do you presume to know the truth, or do you cast yourself upon his mercy? My soul.